WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have light rain in Atlantic and 56 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. So far, we picked up 23 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation as of just before 7 a.m. here in Atlantic. And our forecast is calling for scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, partly sunny this afternoon, a high around 73. In the news, authorities in Adams County report a Union County man was arrested early this morning after he was seen pulling off into a field from a dirt road. The sheriff's department said when officers approached 23-year-old Nathan Vicker of Creston shortly after midnight, he became combative and resisted the officers. He also refused to take any chemical tests for OWI. Vicker faces charges that include interference with official acts and refusal to submit to chemical testing, with additional charges still possible. News time is 7:07.
We asked pharmacist Amanda how she likes to make Rex Pharmacy customers feel special.
I like to treat each customer individually. I like to ask questions to dig deeper and find out what each customer needs themselves. Find out what they don't like about their medication to see if we can fix that. If it's an over-the-counter medication, I can help patients determine what symptoms they're having to find the right medication that'll work for that symptom and for that person with the fewest side effects. Some medications can make people drowsy, so we can find one that doesn't cause that. We can find ones that don't interact with other medications that they're also taking. With prescription medications, if they're having unwanted side effects from something, we could call their doctor and see if we can come up with an alternative for it. If it's price, we can call the doctor, see if there's an alternative that way. If they're having a hard time fitting it into their schedule, we can call their doctor and see if there's an alternative where a long-acting one may be an option for them. If they don't like coming in every 2 days for their medication, seeing if we can sync it up and get them all on track so they only have to come in one time a month.
When you want a pharmacist who cares, go see Amanda at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
Firefighters from Atlantic were called to the scene of a house fire Sunday evening north of town. The call about the blaze at 64505 Dunbar Road, or up by the valley, was dispatched at around 4:36 p.m. All of the residents of the home evacuated safely. While they were on the scene, authorities were notified gunpowder and live ammunition were being stored in the basement of the home, and some of those rounds, in fact, went off. Cass County Deputy Tyler Shields told KJAN News that two dogs were in the home, and while he tried to enter and rescue the animals, the smoke was too thick. The animals were later found uninjured in a bedroom. An outside barbecue grill too close to a bush was said to have been responsible for the blaze, which resulted in the total loss of the home. A police officer from Tabor suffered non-life-threatening injuries when he was struck by a car Sunday morning in Fremont County. The Sheriff's Department said Sunday Tabor Reserve Police Officers Derek Astrup and Jared Johnson were conducting a traffic stop at around 12:40 a.m. in the 500 block of Main Street in Tabor when the driver of the vehicle drove off and hit Officer Johnson. The suspect, 56-year-old Larry Charles Smith of Tabor, drove to his residence with officers in pursuit. When he arrived at his home, Smith went inside and locked the door, but the Tabor officers, along with deputies from Fremont County, made entry into the home and deployed a stun device, which brought Smith into submission and allowed him to be taken into custody. He's been charged with two counts each of assault on a police officer and interference with official acts, OWI second offense, driving while revoked, possession of drug paraphernalia, and failure to provide security against liability or failure to hold insurance. Additional charges were pending. Smith was being held in the Fremont County Jail on just over $19,573 bond. Officer Johnson was transported by Tabor Rescue to the Shenandoah Medical Center for treatment of his injuries. Prior to being booked into the jail, Smith was transported by Tabor Rescue to Grape Community Hospital in Hamburg for treatment of minor injuries. Two school district Board of Education meetings are slated for this evening in the immediate KJAN listening area, along with a meeting of the City of Atlantic's Park and Recreation Department's Board of Directors. The Park Board meeting takes place in the Council's chambers beginning at 5:15 p.m., and during that meeting, they'll receive an update from the Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring with regard to Sunnyside Park Senior Center, or rather, Senior Activities Area. Other discussion and or items pertain to the Summer Recreation Program, and information about the recent $6,000 Cass County Community Foundation grant for new summer rec equipment. The Parks and Rec Board will also hear an update from Herring on capital projects and a tree replacement plan for the Camlin Addition at Sunnyside Park. He'll also report on a recent meeting about the emerald ash borer infestation affecting Iowa. Elsewhere around the area, the Griswold School Board will meet this evening at 5:45 in the Central Office Boardroom. They'll hold a public hearing and then take action on the 2014-2015 school calendar, along with the early start waiver and conversion to an hour-based calendar instead of a day-based instruction. The Griswold School Board will also discuss the Scary Guy presentation and negotiations with district staff. And at Anita, the CAM School Board will hold a special meeting beginning at 6:30 in the High School Media Center, during which they will discuss the sharing of a superintendent, 2014-2015 support staff and coaching extra duty contracts. And prior to adjourning for the evening, the CAM School Board will move into a closed session, as allowed under Iowa code, for negotiations. News time is 7:12.
Listen to Carla from Rex Pharmacy tell about their new EasyFill medication synchronization program.
Our medication adherence program will help out our community. We can make it convenient not only for people who are local, but those from out of town. We want to be able to work with them, have them bring their pill bottles in, see exactly how many they have, so that they have one trip rather than several throughout the week. Having you bring your pill bottles in, we find out how many you have, try and get them synced up so that they are all coming due at the same time, which means we would have them filled for you so that you would know every month that you would come in on a certain day and they would be ready for you. And each month thereafter, we'd give you a call ahead of time to see if you had any medication changes, if the doctor has added anything to your medication list. That way, when we get ready to fill them, we have everything in order for you when you come in approximately 3 days later to pick those up. Everything should be ready, well planned, laid out so that it's convenient for you. That way, your medication is think about it once and you're done.
If you're ready to take the stress and hassle out of your prescription meds, sign up for EasyFill medication synchronization at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
And taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Shirley Nissen, age 79 of Minden, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Shirley Nissen will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Jerry Lee Bice, age 52, who's formerly of Griswold, died March the 18th. Memorial services for Jerry Bice will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Congregational Church in Lewis. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Louise Holland, age 92, of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Fontenelle. A memorial service for Louise Holland will be today at 1:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Christopher Long, age 26, of rural Stewart and formerly of Panora, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Christopher Long will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Thomas Schroyer, age 76, of Panora, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Thomas Schroyer will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Herbert Hansen, age 89, of Brayton, died Wednesday in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Herbert Hansen will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Jack Rogers, age 80, of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for Jack Rogers will be Thursday at 10:30 at the United Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Richard Dick Hansen, age 74, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dick Hansen will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Charles Joseph Barrett, age 88, of Harlan, died Friday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Charles Barrett will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Lincoln Township Cemetery in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gladys Ocker, age 81, of Linden, died Wednesday at her home. A private graveside service will be held for Gladys Ocker with a Johnson Family Funeral Home, Stuart Chapel, in charge of the arrangements. Charles Chuck Brightwell, age 76, of Creston, died Sunday. Funeral services for Chuck Brightwell are pending at the Pearson Funeral Home in Creston. Carl E. Johnson, age 92, who's formerly of Lewis, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Carl Johnson are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Eugene Phelps, age 76, of Bayard, died Saturday in Iowa City. Services for Eugene Phelps will be held after his wife Shirley returns from the hospital. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. And Paul Douglas Doug Ludwig, age 61, of Casey, died Friday in Des Moines. Services for Doug Ludwig are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.